Welcome back to another episode of Discussions. It's your host, Destiny, aka Des. I really hope y'all enjoyed last week's episode. It was so fun filming with my friends. Like, I've been meaning to do that for a minute. I'm not gonna hold y'all up. Like, I want to say, like, 7 months ago, they were supposed to be on the show when we got together for Dawn Dance, which is like Spring Fest at school. But then the panoramic hit. I'm just kidding. But then the pandemic hit and we couldn't do it. So it was always on the back burner. And then my little dumbass, I didn't know that you could do the invite your friends on Anchor. So shout out to Anchor. I was able to send invites to them and they were able to join the podcast and we were able to have a beautiful conversation, share our experiences, talk about friendships and talk about power and have our opinions. It was great to have. They're going to be back, by the way. They're going to be back. We're going to turn this into like a little series where they come on the show and we discuss some more laws and we really congregate and just put ourselves out there, which I think we all enjoy doing. And thank you to those who have been listening to us. I cannot describe how grateful I am. I know that I was inconsistent, so I don't expect everybody to be, you know, still supporting me, but just the fact that you guys are is amazing. So I really do appreciate that. If you did make it to this mark of the show, please make sure that when you listen to Discussions, you leave me a rating and review. It helps me improve my podcast. I love seeing what you guys have to say. Am I doing good? Am I doing bad? Do you like my content? Do not like it? Just let me know. It helps make a better Discussions podcast. So don't forget to do that. Also, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at DMRucker_. I'm going to put all of this in the show notes per usual. So follow me on Twitter at DMRucker_. Follow me on Instagram at Discussions. Follow my other Instagram at Ruckerstagram. Just hit me up on all the socials. I love interacting with you guys. And let's get into our show. Even though, I'm not going to lie, y'all, this episode is really just going to be me just trying to be consistent. I was struggling with the topic, I guess. I didn't know which route I want to go. I felt like last week we covered so much that I didn't even know what I wanted to do this week. Because I feel like I talked so much about what I wanted to talk about last week. I feel like I was speechless, which is, we all know it's not true. But I'm just glad that I'm able to honestly stick to what I said I was going to do and re-upload this episode. Anyways, y'all, I don't know if y'all been on Twitter, but Disney just released a bunch of announcements for future projects and I'm so excited for like all of them. I ain't gonna lie, one of them has said something. It was like a Star Wars show. It has said something about Rogue. It was like Rogue something. I thought it was gonna be like a X-Men spinoff. I'm like, Rogue getting her own shit? What, you know? No, I'm not about to bash Rogue, but you know, she getting her own shit. So I was a little worried, but then it was something for Star Wars. I'm like, okay, it has nothing to do with Batman. Tiana is getting her own show. So I'm talking about Moana is getting her own show. So I'm talking about, but Tiana's not coming to 2022 and Moana's not coming 2023. I don't know. I kind of have mixed feelings about them getting shows. It would have been great if they would have had another franchise, like another movies to, you know, but I'll take the show. But you know how it is. It's like a hit or miss when movies become shows. So I just hope that they give them justice. I'm looking forward to it. I just hope that they give them justice because they're not giving them some more movies. Which I guess is more. I guess it's good that they give them shows they can expand on more. But they could fumble the ball. I don't think they will, but they could. But I'm just glad that Tiana is just getting some recognition because when did Princess and the Frog come out? 2009? Did it come out 2009? I don't know. But I'm just happy that my good sis, Princess Tiana, is not going to be a fucking frog throughout the whole entire thing. Thank you, Jesus. God damn it. By the way, y'all, I hope y'all are geared up. Oh, hold on. I'm also reading that. Black Panther 2 will be opening July 8th, 2022. It will be written and directed by Ryan Coogler. He's coming back. Thank you, Jesus. And they are not recasting T'Challa, which I am proud of them for doing because I really thought they was going to try some bullshit. But they said that they're not going to recast the character, but they would try to explore the world of Wakanda and the rich characters introduced in the first. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all didn't fumble the ball with that one, Disney. And Chris Evans is going to be the voice of Buzz Lightyear. If there's one thing Chris Evans is going to do, he's going to get his Disney check. And I do not fault him for it. Christopher Jamal deserves that check. And if he's not going to be an Avenger anymore, he's going to be Buzz Lightyear. And I'm going to respect it. I'm going to miss Tim Allen. But this is going to be Young Buzz. So I guess Tim Allen couldn't be Young Buzz. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Also, y'all, Netflix done fumbled the ball a fucking again. Matter of fact, let's talk about that. Let's talk about Netflix and their misrepresentation of people of color, specifically us black folks. So they're having a Winx reboot. Y'all know we are the Winx. We are the Winx. You know, little fairy sprites ass kicking. You know what I'm saying? Which was better? Come for me later. But which was better than the Winx Club? I still love the Winx Club. But anyways, I was kind of excited when I heard that Winx Club was getting a reboot. I can't wait to see what y'all do with them, because the Winx Club was that bitch. They were them bitches. Okay? Outfits was on point. Attitudes was on point. Theme songs was on point. Hair was on point. I love them. Personalities was on point. So I'm looking at the cast list. And I am happy that they decided to go with Precious Mustafa to play Aisha. I think she was a beautiful choice for Aisha. I feel like her face is fresh. They gave us a dark-skinned actress. I loved it. I'm living for it. Okay. But my only fault with this... it's not my only fault. I'm not going to say my only fault. But, you know, there were two black girls in the Winx Club. There were two. And they gave us Aisha. They cast a black actress for Aisha. But they lost me when they made Flora, who was also a black Winx. Why is she a white plus size woman? Netflix, I know y'all didn't think y'all was diversifying the Winx Club by making a black woman a white plus size woman. I know y'all didn't think that y'all was adding in sprinkler diversity. I know that's not what they thought they was doing. And why the I'm getting so mad. Why the fuck? Like, it's just a bunch of white women, a big girl, and a black girl. Like, no. No. Can we get an Asian girl? Can we get Asian representation? Especially for Musa? Like, can we? She don't deserve this. That was an Asian girl. She was not a white girl. Y'all pick some edgy white girl. Like, come on. Come on. Y'all could have cast a POC to play Flora, at least. Like, goddamn. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn. Y'all fumbled the bag. Y'all had it for a second. Y'all was going in the right direction when y'all cast Aisha, but then y'all lost it. Like, when I look at this picture, it's just given unseasoned. It's not given Winx. Like, the Winx Club was, they were bad bitches. This is not giving bad bitch. This is giving unseat. Like, y'all could have did better. Especially with this beautiful actress y'all got playing Aisha. She should not be the only touch of spice in this goddamn reboot. Am I going to watch it? Yes, I am. There better be some recasting season 2, but I'm going to watch it. I'm going to see what they got going on. And look, Miss Precious Mustafa is the only black woman who is the main, who's part of the main cast. They got another one. I'm looking at the IMDb. They have another young black lady, Vivian Barungi. She's going to be a school fairy. She could have been Flora, forgot. She could have been Flora. I digress. Netflix, they have the power to do so much when it comes to casting and creativity. They really have the power to do so much. Like, they can look for good actors. They can look for good actors and actresses to represent us, but they just choose to fumble the ball. They just choose to fumble the ball. Like, I don't know. Because even with Dear White People, I loved Antoinette Robertson, who played Coco. I love Ashley Featherston, who played Joelle. Like, I love those characters. So y'all can find these actresses. Y'all can find these actresses and put them in these movies. But y'all choose not to. Even the actress who played Nola Darling, I enjoyed her, even though she was annoying. Her character was annoying as fuck. But I enjoyed seeing her on my TV. The actress who played Jessica Jones. No, it wasn't Jessica Jones. What was her name? Hold on, y'all. It wasn't Jessica Jones. It was a movie about that was on Netflix about the girl who was the playwright. But her name was Jessica as well. That she was a good actress. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all have the potential, but then when it comes to these major projects, y'all just fumble the bags. Shit that people are really expecting. Like, y'all could have did a lot with the Wings Club. Y'all could have really diversified that group like that group was originally diversified. I'm up here rambling about the goddamn Wings Club. For those... Oh, shit. Hold on. Oh, my God. Christopher just sent me a message saying that Debo from Friday Night. What the fuck? Friday star Tommy Tiny Lister has died at the age of 62. Oh, I'm sick. Nah, Debo. Wow. Let me send this shit to Jeree. She about to be sick to her stomach. Remember he was on the episode of Martin? He was like, my name is Apollo. Like, oh, I'm sick as hell. Wow. Hold on, y'all. I'm texting the group chat. Debo. Y'all, we thought we was getting a Friday remake. We're not getting that. Two prominent characters in the Friday franchise has passed away. Debo and Pops? Like, no. Ice Cube, no. He know not to even continue. I don't even want it at this point. I'm cool with the three that we have. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. That just sickened me. Oh, that's fucked up. Oh, my God. Y'all, I don't even know if I want to continue this. Rest in peace to that man. I'm watching Friday tonight. Rest in peace, Debo. I'm watching Friday tonight. But, wow. That's crazy. Wow. On another note, before we wrap it up, because we're going to wrap it up a little early today. I feel so bad. It's crazy because, like, the older we get, like, the people that we're used to seeing in movies, like, the OG actors and actresses are, you know, it's coming to a time they're starting to pass away more. So it's just, like, it's just becoming surreal because we all grew up watching them. Like, most movies in the Black community are, like, those are Oscar-winning films to us. You feel me? Like, the movies that don't get recognized globally, like, we recognize them. So, it's so crazy seeing the people that we've watched growing up pass away. Like, come on now. We all love Debo. He was, like, one of the funniest characters in Friday. That's crazy. Or even, like, Natalie Reed, who played in BAP. She passed away a couple days ago. That was just surreal because she's not one of those people that's just like, oh, damn, Natalie died? Like... You feel me? She's not one of those people that she's like, damn. So it was just a shock to see that she died from colon cancer. Rest in peace to her as well. Praise to both their families. Like, they were really prominent in African-American films. They did not deserve, like, they went too soon. He was only 62 and she was only in her 50s. That's surreal to me. God, watch over Cicely Tyson. Please watch over her. Give us a few more years, man. Death is so unexpected. Wow. On that note, guys, we're going to end the podcast here. I had a couple more things I wanted to rant about, but I'm pretty sure I can wait to do that. Yeah, we're just going to end it here for today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Discussions. I really do appreciate the support that I've been getting. Thank you to those who retweet, repost, reblog. I really do appreciate that. Like, even if you don't listen to my show, just putting me out there, I respect it. Thank you so much. Like I said, if you're listening to this now, please give me a rating review. It helps better my show. Follow me on all the social media that I've stated. I'll put it all in the show notes. If you have any questions about me, it will be in the show notes. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Discussions, and I'll see you when I see you.